It's time for the Coaches Show as we visit with St. Lawrence University women's head hockey coach Chris Wells and your host Aaron Todd.
Welcome back to another edition of the Coaches Show with St. Lawrence women's hockey coach Chris Wells. Wellsy, you know, you went into last weekend knowing it was going to be a battle, and you came away with a 1-1 tie with Colgate and a 3-2 loss against fourth-ranked Cornell. You know, pretty much exactly what you were expecting, I think, in terms of quality of the games.
Oh, no doubt. You know, with a couple of kids down on Friday, the team really showed a lot of effort and heart to compete in that game, gave it everything we had to get that 1-1 tie, down 1-0 early, and then we come out and score 10 seconds into the second. That was a big boost. And then, you know, always Cornell's a big big game. And, you know, over the years, it just seems even when I was a player with the men and coach with the men and now coaching with the women, those Cornell games always seem to be some of the best games that are played up and down the ice, and really brought out the best in us. The pace of the play, you know, was just exactly what we needed. Our team responded, had some great chances. You know, Cornell gives up 0.6 goals a game and roughly about 18 shots a game, and you know, we were able to, you know, get two goals and, you know, mid-20s in the shots. So it was a good game for us, and, you know, we've been able to carry that pace over for practice this week.
And certainly a huge weekend coming up, both, you know, in terms of what it means for you and the standings, but also, you know, what's going on over at Appleton. We'll start by looking at the opponents. You've got Yale coming in on Friday and Brown on Saturday, a Yale team that you lost a tight 2-1 game to earlier this season, and Brown, which you beat 4-0. You know, what are you expecting out of those opponents this weekend?
Yeah, probably a lot of the same. You know, Brown took it to us, you know, for the first 5-10 minutes of the game down there till we got one to go in, and then we were able to get a couple more in to keep them at bay. And then the Yale game was much like the two Colgate games. You know, whoever has the puck has a chance to score, and you hold your breath, and if it doesn't go in, you know, you get a little bit of a reprieve when you get the puck back. So, you know, I think teams, you know, us, Quinnipiac, Yale, Colgate, Harvard, you know, I think you just kind of flip a coin over the five teams there who's going to be able to come out on top. You know, very similar, very equal teams, those five teams.
And as I mentioned, a big weekend at Appleton. It's the dedication weekend. It's also Legends of Appleton weekend. We're going to welcome back Pete McGeo from the men's side and Gina Kingsbury, class of 2004, from the women's side. Can you talk a little bit about Gina, what she's meant to the St. Lawrence women's hockey program, and what she's meant to women's hockey overall, all the great things that she's done for the game?
Well, certainly a great ambassador for St. Lawrence University, the Hotchkiss School where she went, and then certainly now being in charge of the director of Hockey Canada for women's hockey, the general manager of the national program, you know, certainly speaks volumes as to what people think about her and what she has accomplished and what she can do. And she truly loves St. Lawrence University, and very soft-spoken and quiet, but, you know, between when I look back and when I talk to PJ, you know, I think Rachel Berry, who's actually going to be speaking to on Friday for the induction for Gina, and Gina, those two are probably the two of the most important people with regard to St. Lawrence women's hockey history. You know, Rachel came in and stopped a million pucks and allowed the team to get to the Frozen Four those first couple years, which I think generated a ton of interest in St. Lawrence women's hockey. And then, you know, Gina was kind of the first marquee recruit that didn't choose to go to, you know, Dartmouth or Harvard and, you know, the teams that were doing so well at that time. And I think that is one of the reasons why, you know, PJ was able to get the program to all those Frozen Fours to start, and then that's, you know, continued on the tradition that's here, and, you know, Gina has a huge part in that.
And also the dedication of Appleton Arena, of the renovations. You know, we've kind of, obviously you've been playing games there now for a while. You know, what are you seeing as things continue to open up? I don't know if you've been on the other side and seen the locker room spaces, strength and conditioning. You know, what are people going to see, you know, the donors going to see when they come in this weekend to check the place out?
Well, I think they're going to the facility pieces that are going to be completed this weekend, they're going to be wild, just like everybody's been wild when they walk into Appleton Arena. To be honest with you, I haven't been over to the strength and conditioning room for about 3 weeks because I too want to be wild when I walk in there on Saturday for the dedication. So I know there's a lot of excitement. Jared Hatz, who does our strength and conditioning, you know, for the men's and women's teams, and Mayor have been over there, Mayor McDougal-Barry have been over there, and they're excited. So they really don't have to say any words. You can just kind of hear it in their voice and see it in their face on how excited they are for that facility to be open. And I think our kids are going to be really excited. And then obviously, you know, the people involved that made it happen are going to be around, and I think that they're going to be quite happy with what the project's turned out to be.
Well, it promises to be an exciting weekend both on and off the ice. St. Lawrence women's hockey hosting Yale and Brown this weekend. Friday night's game is a 7 p.m. start, slight change from our normal 6-3 schedule. So 7 p.m. on Friday night against Yale and 3 p.m. on Saturday against Brown. Thanks again, Wellesley.
You bet, AT.
This has been the Coach's Show on your home for Skating Saints Hockey 95.3 The Wolf.